What power should a man possess to challenge the Prince of Darkness? The same power four men should possess to watch the 1983 adventures of Lando San Miguel. Tonight, we talk about our quest to enjoy the killing of Satan on
B-Movie Mania!
Welcome to the crossroads of camp, the bastion of the bizarre, the place where low budgets meet high praise. Yes, it's B-Movie Mania! And now, B-Movie Maniacs, here are your hosts, the cream of the crap, the connoisseurs of cult, your cinematic creepy uncles, Paul Brooks, Mike Hayes, Jason Hulls, and crazy Chris Hudson.
Yes, hello and welcome to B-Movie Mania. Tonight we are getting into something I cannot wait to dig into, the killing of Satan.
Satan!
Well, you've heard my co-hosts. Just want to say I'm your inebriated host, Chris Hudson. And with me, as always, is Mike Hayes.
Hi, baby!
And over there is Jason Hulls.
Hail Hydra.
And Peebs himself, Paul Brooks.
God sucks.
Wow, did you take this movie a little too literally, Paul?
You told me to save it for the podcast. I saved it for the podcast. Come on.
Paul, does it always have to come down to something sucking?
I think it does.
Perfect.
That is a high-strung reference for all of you B-movie maniacs out there.
Sorry, Chris. Please.
The Killing of Satan. Well, hey, let me just read the IMDb description. Maybe that'll give you an idea of what's going on. It's a Filipino-made horror fantasy movie about a man who was chosen by his dead uncle to battle the forces of evil. He fights a being called the Prince of Magic, who shoots rays from his hands, makes heads spin around, and hypnotizes people.
Mike's already giggling.
He finally faces Satan himself and engages in a battle of magic.
This fucking movie.
The DVD description is better. A lonely man pits his strength and faith against the devil himself. Life is not easy for an ex-convict, and Lando San Miguel knew it would take courage and perseverance to rebuild his family and start a new life, and blah, 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 blah. He goes on and on. It is Lando's horrifying fate to battle the devil himself. Yeah.
Hey, Chris, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
How did you pick this movie? Like, what is the backstory for you picking this movie?
Oh my God, this was amazing. I was thinking about my next choice. I had something else entirely picked out, and you know, as you do a little research, try to find something good, and I just stumbled across this, and it just sounded so amazing. I saw a couple of YouTube clips, and God, it just there's a scene with the boulder rolling down the hill. And
God
runs over
it.
To Lando's uncle or something.
So you hadn't seen it before?
I'd never seen it before.
And you just went full out and bought the Blu-ray, right?
It was $10. And, well, I mean, there's no Blu-ray release for this piece of crap. So, just the DVD.
Well, of course.
Hold up the DVD real quick. Let me see it.
Paul, no one can see it. This is a podcast. Yeah.
Paul, describe it. Paul, describe the cover for him.
The cover is amazing, though.
Yeah, that's what through my research on the internet, it looked like everyone said the cover's the best thing about this movie. But the cover is goddamn amazing.
Oh, totally.
Well, I took a picture of Chris holding up the cover, so I will make sure to post that below so all of the B-Movie Maniacs can see in glorious G-Chat definition the cover of The Killing of Satan.
Oh, God.
You know, I had trouble believing that this was a movie from 1983. Because it really felt more like 1963.
Oh, it felt 60s hardcore.
I thought it felt 70s.
Well, yeah, I mean, somewhere in there.
So what you're saying is it just feels timeless.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it fit. I'm sure, you know, maybe we'll go into this later. Like, but it really felt like it could go hand in hand, like side by side with, like, Manos.
Right.
Yeah.
It has that kind of look.
My roommate walked in while I was watching, and he goes, oh, is Manos?
Did he really?
Like, 100% straight up.
How about some quick takes? Quick takes!
Quick takes!
We go in order. Jay, what do you think of this movie?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
says it all. Mike?
Yeah, yeah.
That would be a that would be a rendition of the mute boy from The Killing of Satan, in case anybody didn't quite get that reference.
Yeah.
How did you get here?
Yeah.
What was that, Lassie? Huh? What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, for my quick take, I'd like to give just my first impression, because the YouTube thumbnail for this movie looked like Tommy Chong found himself in Hawaii and was going to be in a lot of trouble. And I was really excited and then swiftly disappointed when that was nowhere near the case.
Paul.
Well, I would actually prefer to talk about the sequel to The Killing of Satan, which is called The Killing of Paul Brooks, where Paul Brooks watches this movie and blood shoots out of his nose, and he almost dies.
Well, I'm glad you made it through it, Paul, for enough blood to shoot out your ass on the toilet.
Just barely.
Well, I just want to say here before we get into it that the original Filipino title, Tagalog, is Limaban Ka Satanas, which translates, I hope I pronounced that right, but it translates to Fight Satan, which... The Killing of Satan and Fight Satan are both, I mean, they saved it for, like, what, the last 10 minutes of the movie? I mean,
so the Filipino title wasn't translated exactly to The Killing of Satan, is that what you're saying?
That is right.
Real nitpicky here, come on.
I'm just saying I didn't care for the title because
it gives everything away.
Chris, what was your quick take?
My quick take? I enjoyed the hell out of this movie. I really wanted to watch it a second time, but I didn't have enough. I didn't get a chance.
I'd like to comment on the fact that you mentioned that it's you don't like the title because it's kind of a spoily, Paul. Because I think, yeah, you think that there's going to be Satan involved, but then you instantly see this prince of magic, and you go, oh, I guess that's supposed to be Satan. And through the whole movie, you just assume that's Satan until sometime at the end someone goes... maybe that's not Satan. And then Satan shows up.
I didn't make that assumption, I guess.
No, yeah, no, I kind of gathered that he was serving because of the witch snake lady, but yeah, the Prince of Magic. I did think he was the devil in the first scene, you know, when his followers were using guns on the superhero Catholics.
So, hey, one quick question that I don't maybe watching this a second time would clear this up. So what the hell are they doing in the beginning before, right as the Prince of Magic shows up? Is that like an execution, a funeral? What is going on there?
I thought they were, like, giving thanks for their powers. Like, they were up there to, like, I don't know, pray or some sort of, like, Thanksgiving
Catholic
ceremony.
Magic.
Yeah, they were thanking the God for their Catholic magic.
Well, those powers did them dick all later on when they come to steal all the women.
Dick all?
Yeah, yeah. It's baffling that everyone's got superpowers, but apparently some powers only work when the script says so.
Ugh.
I gotta say, I love that first power when the Prince of Magic makes Lando's uncle, his head just spins around. And that doesn't kill him. It doesn't kill
the
uncle.
Yeah, I thought it killed him.
No. I don't think that's what actually happened. Because later in the movie, he spins Lando and it's his whole goddamn body. And we can get into that fucking bullshit later. But I'm pretty sure that was just a close-up and it wasn't actually only his head. I think it was the whole body. Because Lando, he does the same thing to Lando later and it's his whole damn body. Just makes him fucking dizzy. He just makes him dizzy and then picks him up.
So before we move on, I want to get everyone's opinion on the Prince of Magic's dress sense, his style.
It's awesome.
Yeah, that's really good. Can you imagine going to a con and seeing like six of those people?
I mean, I can't imagine it, but it would be really cool if it happened.
I think we need to do this.
Like, wait, can I ask a question of our listeners real quick? Have any of you ever seen anyone cosplaying from this movie? And if you have, mm-hmm. please send us an email with the photo or post it on our Facebook page. Our email is bmoviemaniapodcast@gmail.com.
I could totally see someone easily dressing as Lando. I mean, it just takes a jean jacket and a mustache.
The next convention that I go to, I'm going to cosplay as Lando Calrissian dressed as Lando from this movie.
Hello, what have we here?
Yeah, Lando from this movie was really like the Tom Selleck of the Philippines, I think.
Oh my god, this guy was amazing. Did anyone do any research on him?
No.
Yeah, he's been in some stuff. Satan's been in a lot of stuff too.
Yeah, it seemed like his career lasted like 50 years, and he was like a big politician in the Philippines, I guess. He's got a 12-foot bronze statue of himself in his hometown.
That's amazing.
Wow. So I kind of want to see it sometime.
Well, one thing I can tell you about Lando, Chris, you really only need one drinking rule for this movie, and that's time anyone in the movie says Lando, because Jesus Christ. God.
I wrote the same thing. I wrote it right in my notes. You will be done.
Yeah.
It's Lando.
Hey, Lando.
Lando.
Lando. Lando. Lando.
Lando.
Lando. Lando.
Lando.
Lando. Lando.
Lando.
This film is dubbed in English, and obviously it was not the original language for the film. And so it really kind of like killed some of the, like maybe Lando's performance was better in the original version.
Yeah. Yeah, I could agree with that.
Wait a second. So that means that somewhere in an ADR booth, there was some kid or person going, yeah, yeah.
Holy shit, that is true.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? I don't want to really go plot by point by point of this whole movie, because I think people really need to watch this. But what did everyone think of the kid and the big reveal of who this kid and his, what is his grandfather? Well, I guess his father,
Nino.
Really. Nino is his name.
Nino.
I was bummed. I thought that kid was going to be Satan. I thought that was Satan. He was kind of nefarious.
I
kind of
did too,
right?
Actually, because the first time you see the kid, Lando and his family, you know, the ones that aren't dead, are like in a boat. And there's this storm that's blowing their boat around, and then it cuts to the shot of this creepy little kid standing on the beach. And you're like, oh, okay, there's the devil. Nope. Yeah.
And then you see him, there's an avalanche when they get onto the island.
No, it's an avalanche. There's an explosion followed by an avalanche.
Yeah, there is a magical explosion.
Well, Chris, as you're going to hear me say at least 10 more times, fuck if I know, all right?
All right, so Lando is sleeping in bed with his wife. I don't know, this is right before thugs come up and kill his son or something. So he's like, he knows something's wrong, and his uncle appears to him in a dream. So, Jay, what happens to his uncle in this dream?
Yeah, Lando is dreaming. He's in the mountains, and this big rock, like, I mean, just one rock.
It's a big
one
rock.
One giant rock.
It's a big
one
rock.
One giant big rock.
Look out!
Rolls
Lando,
down the mountain,
Lando.
And... Unfortunately, Uncle Miguel hilariously decides to jump in front of it. He jumps in front of the boulder, and it rolls over him, and it mushes his body. His body is just completely mush, but except for his head. His head is in pristine condition, and he keeps yelling for Lando.
Okay, so there's this one rock. Picture the sort of big boulder from Indiana Jones, but really crappily, like, built out of paper mache and clearly fake. Picture it rolling down a hill in the widest shot imaginable, and you can tell that the guy could go literally anywhere else on this hill and jumps right in front of the rock.
I thought it made me think of Prometheus when, like, what's-her-name's character gets crushed by the ship and she could literally run anywhere else. It's just like that. Like, he could just not run. He could stand still. He runs in front of the rock, and it rolls over.
You know, I think that's kind of an insult to this film, but you compare the convolutedness of this movie to the convolutedness of Prometheus.
Well, I mean...
This had a little more structure and idea of what was going on.
True.
So, anyway, Lando arrives in his uncle's village, but his uncle is dead for one reason or another. Mainly because Lando was shot in the head and the bullet wound transfers to him.
We're glossing over the fact that Lando's son was shot three scenes earlier, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. Lando doesn't give a shit about his son. Because he doesn't...
And neither does the plot.
No, it's just...
Don't care.
Goes on and on.
But, like, why were those guys... I had a lot of trouble for a lot of this movie.
Yeah, well, they wanted revenge because Lando has killed a man.
Has he?
And just happens to be this dude's brother. Yeah.
He did. He killed a guy. He went to prison. He paid his vow. And he promised his wife, Laura, that he vowed to keep his past out of the future.
Where did you see this? What movie did... What cliff notes did you read for...
Well, it's in the DVD version. I don't know what you guys watched.
Oh, but dude, hold on. This is we're skipping over a thing that I really
Jay
actually
knows
like.
All of this movie.
Yeah, no, I know it. Like we're skipping over a thing that I really liked. Like in that gunfight, the one thing I did not expect the movie to do, Lando gets shot in the face.
Yeah,
and like he's practically dead.
Well, that's what kills his uncle. That wound magically transfers himself to a spinny-headed uncle. And that's what kills him. It's not the Prince of Magic spinning his noggin around. It's the bullet wound to Lando's face.
Yeah, like the Uncle Miguel takes the bullet wound from Lando, kind
of,
right?
I guess it's, yeah, that's one of his powers.
On purpose, apparently. Supposedly, he did it on purpose.
I mean, I didn't quite understand exactly what the deal was with that, but I thought it was kind of cool.
Oh, no, the premise is cool.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't expect Lando to get shot in the face.
Well, it's because Lando is the chosen one and needs these powers to protect the village from the Prince of Magic or some shit.
Yeah, hold on. Jay, are you excited that the concept of that someone else got shot and there's a mystical situation where another person took the wounds, the other person can live kind of a thing? It's kind of a Christ-like character and theme. Or do you think it's cool that a man was shot in the fucking face?
Yeah.
That says it all.
I thought actually for a second that they were going to throw a really big swerve at us, and because Lando is presented to us as like the hero, right? Like he is the guy. So you think that he's going to be the hero of the movie, and then he gets shot in the face immediately. You're like, oh shit, Lando's dead, because he does die. And I thought that they were going to throw that big swerve that somebody else was actually going to have to be the guy.
Yeah, that's my point is it's a thing in the movie that makes you go, whoa, and pay attention a little bit more. Like, it's something you don't see coming.
This is 10 minutes into the movie. How did you guys give a shit about anyone or anything at this point?
I was trying so hard.
Yeah. I mean, you really go into it with the best intentions. So I think where we're at is where Lando get and his family that survive get to Uncle Miguel's island, right?
Yeah.
And they see little kid on the beach.
Did they film in an actual hurricane? Because there are a couple scenes where there is this wind blowing shit everywhere. Like, did they see this hurricane coming? Quick, get the cameras. We got to put our actors in danger of being blown away in 85 mile per hour winds.
I think they had a fan. Yeah, I think they have a big fan.
I don't know exactly for this film, but like I saw a documentary on the Roger Corman films. I think a couple of you other guys saw this too, right?
Yes, I've seen that too.
Yeah, and they talk about the just insane working conditions that the people in the Philippines work in. So who knows?
Yeah.
Can't remember what it was called. Machete Maidens or something weird like that. It was on Netflix for a while.
Oh, hey, speaking of God and that dead guy's son, Paul, I think you might like this quote. I heard God when I was watching this movie. I heard in the background, maybe you guys heard this too. Lando lives, right, and everyone's happy about it, but the son's dead still, and you can hear God in the background just say, "This guy Lando may live, but fuck his son."
I did notice that. I thought that was a bold choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing is, nobody gave a shit about the son. It's not like Lando even grieved over him
for more than a moment.
It was like, all right, got to go find my uncle.
He's like, hug, jump cut to island.
Oh, the jump cuts in this damn movie. Oh, I got a good one coming up for later.
It was tough to follow.
There actually were two jump cuts where I'm just like, what?
So Lando gets to this village, sees the creepy kid, runs from an exploding mountain for no reason, finally gets to his uncle's village, and he meets Lorenzo, who thought he was going to be the chosen one and the successor to Lando's uncle, but nope, here's Lando, I got the powers now.
That never really goes anywhere, right? Like, they just become friends.
I thought Lorenzo was going to be, like, this bitter guy, like, fuck Lando, he's got my
powers.
That
guy's name was Lorenzo?
Yes.
Renzo. We call him Renzo.
Renzo?
Well, I didn't even catch that. I would have liked this movie a million more times. I could have pretended my hero Lorenzo Lamas was in it.
Yeah, I kept getting confused because, you got Lando and Renzo, and I kept thinking to myself, Lorenzo, but there is no Lorenzo, technically.
So Renzo brings Lando out to where his uncle was buried, I guess, what, a jump cut ago? And this zombie pops up.
Oh my
God. That I guess was supposed to be his uncle.
Can I do my impression of the dialogue? I wrote the dialogue down word for word right here.
Yes.
Oh, good, because I couldn't understand what he was saying.
Oh, I've got it for you, yeah. So like a stick pops up against his catamaran, and he throws it out, and then another one sticks, and he grabs the second stick, and like the zombie pops up at him, and the zombie says,
I'm your Uncle Miguel. That's it. Just wanted to say hi. Later.
Not what he said.
I'm your Uncle Miguel.
Literally, he does just say, I'm your Uncle Miguel, and that's it. Only dialogue. 100% that's true. I may have added the end part.
That's it. Just wanted to say hi.
Well, that's all you need. I mean, Jay, that's the next time I see you. I'm going to give you my powers and say, I am your Uncle Chris. And you got my powers.
Get ready, maniacs, for the 5th annual 24-hour B-Movie Marathon. 16 of the best worst B-movies 24 hours in a row. Hosted by the B-Movie crew, live from Chicago, Illinois. The marathon kicks off Friday night, June 30th at 8 p.m. Central Time. And now here's Paul Brooks with one of his marathon picks.
So one of the things I'm most excited about this year is our Rock Block, where we're going to play four rock and roll themed movies. And my pick for the Rock Block, I think actually is going to be a big hit. It's the 1990 cult classic, Shock 'Em Dead.
Shock 'Em Dead, starring Tracy Lords. Shock 'Em Dead. For the girl of his dreams, he'd make a deal with the devil. Shock 'Em Dead.
The 5th annual 24-hour B-Movie Marathon. Live Friday, June 30th, 2017, 8 p.m. Central. To watch and interact with the B-Movie crew, go to bmoviemarathon.com. When Lando gets to the island in the first place, they drop the whole superpower thing on him really quick. They're just like, so he died of a bullet wound but was never shot. P.S. You have these powers now. And Lando's just like, well, okay.
All right.
Just kind of go on.
A dead man touched me? Okay.
Yeah. And isn't then after that, doesn't he hear like these weird noises and pass out?
Oh yeah, there's a bunch of dolphins that attack.
What?
You watched a vastly different movie than I did.
Is the zombie like actually like covered in barnacles or something? Is he like a sea?
Yeah,
I think
it
was
like
cremated or something. Is my theory and genuine, you know, but I don't know.
Look, for the rock, for the guy that gets crushed under the rock, his uncle, for the water zombie, I think they just had a boatload of paper mache that they could use for all the special effects, yeah. And they just went with it.
And check it out, he's on the cover. He's one of the villains on the cover.
There you go. See, that's kind of for me the overarching theme of this movie is that like it's really slow, but then like every 10 or 15 minutes you'll get something really fucking cool and you're like, wait, what? So it throws you for a loop.
It makes it seem, it makes you cherish those special moments so much more.
Exactly.
So speaking of special moments, while Lando's off getting some special zombie powers, the village is attacked by the Prince of Magic's thugs, and they're
Prince
there.
Prince of Magic.
And they're there to just steal the women.
Hey, Paul, anytime we say Prince of Magic, can you edit in like a cool little sound effect?
Like a little magical sound?
Yeah, like a little magical sound.
Wait, Chris, say Prince of Magic again.
Prince of Magic.
All right, I'm going to put like a bunch of effects on that and play it every time.
No, what if I got another slight suggestion? Can we just get the beginning of Final Countdown? Just a da-da-da-da.
I don't think we have the rights to it.
We don't need the rights to
just
it.
Just use what Mike just said.
Okay.
God.
But seriously, why is he called the Prince of Magic? Is that explained?
Prince of Magic.
No.
Hey, Paul, fuck if I know.
Yeah.
Hey, and who's to say Satan doesn't have a minion called the Prince of Magic?
Prince of Magic.
I mean, I don't know what Bible you read, but it could totally be in there.
So wait, this is the part where they attack and they carry off Lando's daughter, right?
Yeah.
They smack his wife around, like, hard.
Yeah.
But what's the deal with the powers? Because they keep, like, sometimes we've seen these powers and they've, like, twisted people around and done crazy shit. In this scene, they're just kind of like stunning people, like it's like some sort of set Satan powers to stun scenario where they're just stunning him, because at one point someone like laser someone in the face and then they like just then he squeezes his neck and chokes him, like afterwards, like the power did jack shit but just stun him for a second.
So I just wondered about that, if they actually killed the people or just stunned them. I don't know,
you know what, that's actually one of the great things about this movie. Mike, I think you'd probably agree with me. This is maybe the ultimate drink every time you question the movie.
Yeah.
Movie. Because every second you're just like, what's happening right now?
I had some real flashbacks to Turkish Star Wars with this thing. Like, just a lot of, holy shit, what? I could never comprehend this on a million tries.
Yeah, so Lando's got his powers. He doesn't quite know how to use them and gets the shit beaten out of him. Yeah, so Mike, what happens next?
He gets the shit kicked out of him. All right, so he's got to go find his daughter, I guess. And and Lorenzo Lama's his wife.
Luisa.
Yeah, Luisa. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? We should touch on real quick what happens to the wife after she gets jacked in the face.
Wait, Paul. Paul, are you talking about when Lando heals her?
Yeah, I just
that's
like,
later.
I genuinely like focused hard on this movie, and I still have no idea what the order of any of it is.
I think that was now.
Yeah, it is.
So his wife or girlfriend or whoever she is gets jacked in the face hard by these guys during that fight scene, and her face is messed up. I mean, it's not like just that she got like hit in the face. It looks like somebody like took a hot iron to her face. It looks bad. And it wasn't really clear to me whether or not she was dead from it or just like unconscious from the wound.
I think she was alive. She was just a mess.
Okay. But Lando's like, you know, obviously upset when he gets to her and sees that she's hurt, because who's going to want to make out with that for the rest of your life? So he realizes that he's got the powers and puts his hand on her face and uses his powers to restore her face back to normal, which I thought that based on what happened to the uncle, I thought that meant that that Lando would now have kind of a fucked up face, but he doesn't.
Oh. You know, that'd be cool if he did.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't do that. I mean, who cares if he, you know, kind of has like some gnarly looking scars?
Yeah, fuck if I know.
Hashtag fuck if I know.
Lando also has different powers than everyone else. Like Lando, like everyone else is shooting powers out of their arms or hands. Lando has to put his arm up and shoot out of his elbow.
Yeah, and it's like a different effect. It's like a diamond effect.
It's weird. Like, why is it his elbow? Why is he, I don't know. Fuck if I know.
The like power structure, and there's no explanation for any of this.
No consistency at all.
And next, I think we end up in the cave that belongs to the Prince of Magic.
Prince of Magic. That is true. But I want to say, okay, so Renzo leads Lando to the Prince of Magic's cave.
Prince of Magic.
How the hell did he know where this cave was? It's like, I'll take you
good
there.
Good question.
You know he knew this because he also, on the way, pointed out an entrance and went, nah, let's go to a different entrance. Like, for no god fucking
he knows a secret
reason.
Entrance to this cave.
Wait a minute. See that big hole there? I know where that leads to. There's a way through that leads to the main cavern of the Prince of Magic.
I know a shortcut. I'm going to point it out, but we're not going to go there, so it's pointless. Let's go to something else.
And then don't you find out later that everything is going on right beside, like, beyond that wall right there?
Yeah, it's all in the same goddamn spot. Yeah.
And this is where, inside the cave, Luisa is screaming because two oiled-up goons are pretty much groping her. The Prince of Magic. Puts Lando's daughter in a cage with a bunch of naked women.
Pretty sweet moment. Yeah, not always nice to get some boobs on screen.
Yeah, but more in kind of a National Geographic sort of way.
Paul, I thought you liked the idea of all the women in a cage.
Well, no, you know, I'm not so much into that, but, you know, anytime you get some boobs on the screen, never a bad thing.
Yeah, speaking of women in cages, Satan was in the movie Women in Cages with Pam Grier.
Oh, crossover.
Hey, all right.
Just so you know.
Connection.
But that's spoiling things a little bit, Mike, because at this point, we're, what, halfway through the movie? Satan is nowhere to be found. It's
or
all
mentioned.
Prince of Magic.
Prince of Magic.
So, yeah, so for whatever reason, Renzo and Lando, despite Renzo knowing exactly what's going on in this cave, they split up to find their respective loved ones.
Wait. You're jumping over a huge... Chris, the most important part of this whole fucking movie.
It's so tough because this movie is just like, like you have a fever and you can't focus on it.
No, but 100%, this is the most important part of this movie, and I will stand
by this.
You're
talking about the snake?
I'm talking about the goddamn snake.
Oh,
the snake
boy.
Is amazing.
Well, we also kind of blew past the part where the Prince of Magic basically like rapes a woman too. But
well, we can gloss over that. We don't need to remember.
I know it probably sounds like we're all drunk and can't do this, but like there's just something about this movie where trying to like piece it together and remember the order of things happening is difficult, more difficult than most other movies.
I just watched this, like, just before we recorded, I watched this fucking movie.
So, Mike, tell us about the snake. What happens with the snake?
Well, the snake jumps at him for some reason, because they can do that, and he beats it around for a second, and then ties it in a knot and throws it against the wall.
Oh, wait, you forgot? You forgot the bitch slap.
Yeah, dude, he pimp slaps this cobra.
I said beat it around a bit. I don't think I like the word pimp slap or bitch slap. I think it's rude and condescending.
I mean, this is a snake with feelings, after all.
And, okay, so after that, then another snake leaps at him.
Like, launches itself at him.
It turns into a little demon child with a forked tongue. It's like,
I have
Lando chokes it to death.
Yeah, I have written down for this, when that boy jumps out, my all caps, the shit fuck is the costume design for this snake boy.
Wait, say that sentence again, Mike.
The shit fuck is the costume design for the snake boy. Like,
now is that an internet phrase or a Tommy Wiseau line?
I wouldn't be surprised either way.
But
he didn't have like undies on. His butt was out there or whatever. It was just some weird like plastic on him or something.
He was supposed to be smooth, like
Yeah, but it was just weird.
But again, no continuity or no rules with this snake fight. There's a snake that doesn't turn into anything and gets killed. There's a snake that turns into a weird little man boy. And then there's, like, other guys that also attack, but they are not, like, snake boys. So it's, like, it's kind of all over the place again.
And not just that, Paul. Don't forget the sexy snake woman later on.
Oh, we can't forget her. Don't worry.
I think overall it's just safe to say that tunnel snakes rule.
So many snakes died in this movie.
They're the tunnel snakes.
God damn it, I missed that.
God damn it, I didn't even think of tunnel snakes this whole time. That was really good.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
I can't quite remember since this movie was so weird, but were there any trouser snakes in this movie?
No, Paul, I don't believe there were. Only fumbles.
Damn, that
it
sucks.
Was always fumbles. So I think at this point, after Lando beats up Snake Boy and kills like a billion snakes, I think.
The tunnel snakes. Can you say the tunnel snakes?
He kills all the tunnel snakes.
The fight choreography between him and the tunnel snakes, and him, it cuts back and forth between him and Lorenzo. Like, and they're both fighting tunnel snakes
Lorenzo.
This whole time. Yeah, you know, he had his hog in there. He was like, rawr, rawr. But like it was so slow. Like,
wait, isn't Lorenzo
so
the
shitty.
Snake eater?
Yeah. Oh shit!
Whoa!
God damn it.
Oh no!
Holy shit!
Oh fuck!
It all comes together.
Can we just remake this movie, please?
We need to remake this movie with Lorenzo Lamas as the role of Lando the Snake Eater.
Yep,
dude. That would be amazing.
Snake Eater 4, Killing of Satan.
Let's get a Kickstarter going.
All right.
So I think eventually, is this the point where I think the Prince of Magic finally appears and tosses Lando off a cliff or something?
Well, yeah, Lando does find his daughter in the cage, though.
Oh, right,
she says that you can't touch the cage because, like, you'll die or something.
No, don't touch the stars, Dad. Don't. You'll die.
The daughter says she's supposed to be the wife of the master who rules the Prince of Magic.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Is Satan.
Satan.
Finally. It's kind of an around-the-bend sort of reference to the devil.
Right, and so then Lando runs outside, I think it's a jump cut, and screams for the Prince of Magic to release his daughter, and all the water starts running red.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
kind of a Fanta orange, really.
Yeah.
Hey, the colors were true on my DVD.
So, is it Satan or the Prince of Magic? That shows up and like spins him around and throws him.
Here it's Prince the of Prince of Magic. Of Magic.
It's the Prince of Magic. Okay.
I don't. Was there a cliff? You guys are saying cliff. I don't remember there being a cliff.
Maybe it's like a waterfall.
Well, he's on like a... Yeah, there's like a waterfall.
Oh, because here's what I saw happen. He spun around, fell down because he was real dizzy, and then the henchman picked him up, and then suddenly he was in God's zone.
No, well, before he gets to God's zone, we cut to Renzo, whatever, and he's talking to his daughter or wife or whatever, who has one of those black chokers.
Oh, yeah, which, yeah. No, it's...
Yeah, which shows she's under the control of the devil.
This is so amazing.
So, Jay, why don't you describe what happens next?
Yeah. So, Renzo ends up fighting two of the oiled-up goons, and they have a magic power fight. And then his Louisa comes out, and they hug, and then she slaps his face off.
Yeah.
She slaps his face off.
It's gnarly.
In pure John Travolta style.
There are about 50 shots building up to this of them, close-ups of them zooming in on Louisa and then zooming in on Renzo for no good reason. And then she just, pow, and just his face comes
off. I thought
it
was great because it was establishing that this is the first time we see that the black little necklace thing actually has power. Because they mentioned before that, like, the Prince of Magic says it's a symbol of their control, of our control. You don't see anything. They're hugging, that's nice. And she's like, "Oh, you really?" She literally says, "You love me that much?" And he's like, "Yes." And then she slaps his fucking face off.
Yeah, but then what happens to her?
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. So Satan controls her. Is that right? So
something like that,
Because she slaps his face off, and she looks like she's mad about it. Like she looks sad. And then, so then her heart explodes. Her whole chest blows up out of her body. And
boom.
And I took that to mean that Satan controlled her, like Satan made her slap him, and then he killed her. But what if Satan controlled her, made her slap his face off, and then she felt so bad, her heart exploded, because she was so worried about it.
No, I think what happened, the way that I interpret it was, they were both using their powers against each other, and it was just so powerful that they both kind of exploded, basically.
Because they loved each other so much, Polly?
Something like that. Sure, why not?
Yeah!
This is really a very loving subplot.
But I wasn't totally sure that Renzo was dead there. Like, okay, no, there's no doubt that Louisa's dead because her chest explodes. But I thought Renzo might come back. You know, we've seen weirder things happen in this movie.
Yeah.
But no, he's pretty much just dead. He never comes back.
Jay, and I think you right now just gave more of a shit about Renzo's death than Lando ever did.
Very correct. Well, not even a word.
I'm beginning to think Lando's a bit of a psychopath.
Ugh.
Now we're in God's town, Mike.
God's Lando own, washes baby. Up.
Lando washes up in the river next to some crazy bearded old hermit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the kid.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Paul... Yeah. Can you tell us what the bearded crazy old hermit his son's name is?
Yeah.
I don't. I'm sorry. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Nino.
Yeah.
This is my son,
right. Well,
Nino.
Oh, so that was the little boy's name?
That was the little boy's name.
Yeah.
Well, what was his name?
God. His name is God.
He was like, "Those who love me call me the Father."
Yeah. I got some real Tim from Monty Python and the Holy Grail kind of vibes from this guy.
Yeah, but, or what's the guy from Kill Bill?
Pai Mei.
The masked Pai Mei, yeah.
Pai Dong Stag. Yeah.
Little Pai Dong
Stag.
Stag,
yep.
So here we go, Mike. Here's where we get the God's Rod sort
of
thing.
It's as if... So here's what I thought when this happened. The scene, like, God's like... Like, Lando's like, "This shit's all fucked up." And God says, "Yeah, right? Here, take my rod." And so he gives him his rod.
"This guy has been waiting for you. That will be your principal weapon against the Prince of Magic."
And my thought initially was like, well, fuck you, God. Why don't you go fight Satan yourself? Obviously, this is an allegory. Why don't you go fucking do it? But then I thought, you know what? Maybe God's being real nice. He's going to be like, "I'll let you be the hero this time. You know, let Lando be strong and seem special to the people." But then I realized that's just real fucking lazy and irresponsible.
Hey, are we going to put a little blasphemous warning on this episode?
Just mom, don't listen to it. It's cool.
Also, this is the point where God makes it very clear. He comes right out with it, who the main adversary is, so that there's no doubt in anybody's mind now.
Finally. Because at this point, we really have no idea that Satan is even in this movie.
No, no idea.
Right.
It's like, hey, this is all about Lando and the Prince of Magic.
Prince of Magic.
Yeah, Satan, Prince of Magic, whatever.
But, man, then they give it to you, because that next scene...
Oh, yeah.
You mean that next jump cut?
The jump cut to the Master's Chamber? Oh, yeah.
Tell us about this jump cut.
Well, you've got the Prince of Magic. And Lando's daughter and the witch lady that turns into snakes are in the Master's Chamber, and he just comes out, pow, red, cartoony looking, horns, pitchfork, the whole thing.
Like,
and I'm pretty sure he's a different actor than the guy who plays Satan later.
Oh, totally, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I was utterly baffled as to what was going on here, because I'm like, okay, Satan looks like hot garbage. He's wearing like a crappy thin red leotard. He looks like he weighs about 90 pounds.
It was a puberty boy. It was a young puberty boy.
But he's got those awesome horns and pitchfork. I mean, I have never seen a more stereotypical looking devil in my entire life.
Oh no. Yeah,
it's amazing.
It's straight out of cartoons, man.
But like, okay, what's the deal? And apologies if I'm skipping forward a little too much here, but we see Satan, or who we think is Satan, in his, like, chamber in hell or whatever. And then, like...
I thought it was... Is that hell? I thought it was just the cave.
Oh, maybe it is just the cave.
Yeah, I think it's just the cave.
Okay, fine. But then, like, 10 minutes later, it's a completely different Satan in a completely different outfit. Like, what?
He had to buff himself up for the final fight.
He does change his outfit at one point. He, like, magically changes his outfit at one point, and I thought that was amazing.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a different actor.
But, yeah, it's not just the outfit that changes. It's the whole thing.
So is it like a Jason X situation where he gets an upgrade?
Ooh, maybe. Did he go to space?
I was utterly lost. Get ready, maniacs, for the 5th annual 24-hour B-Movie Marathon. 16 of the best B-Movies, 24 hours in a row. The marathon kicks off Friday night, June 30th at 8 p.m. Central Time. And now, here's crazy Chris Hudson with one of his marathon picks.
We're watching Beware the Blob, also known as Son of the Blob. I've never seen it. I've wanted to see this since I was a little kid, but it's the Blob. Everybody knows the Blob. You can't go wrong with it. I mean, it's 70s Blob, so it's not the classic Steve McQueen, but still looks amazing.
The Blob is back in a horrifying new adventure. And you are there. Startled, stunned, terrified, as the blood-red creature rolls over and eats everything in its path. Nothing can stop it. Not fire, not water, not even bullets. See Son of Blob.
The 5th annual 24-hour B-Movie Marathon. Live, Friday, June 30th, 2017, 8 p.m. Central. To watch and interact with the B-Movie crew, go to www.bmoviemarathon.com.
After the devil just kind of emerges, Lando goes into the devil's cave, just rocking with the holy staff, like shooting everybody.
He's wiping everyone out.
Yeah, he finds the cage of naked girls, and he uses the staff to make the cage disappear. The women don't seem excited.
No one cares. They can give
no one cares.
Shit.
Well, they cover themselves up. They are mildly concerned about their boobs, and that's it. I mean, they were.
Yeah. Lando doesn't even care that he just met God. He doesn't care that he has to fight the devil. He's just like, stick. Okay. Like, what do I got to do in the next scene to get out of this thing? Like, there is no emotion or surprise by Lando.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, maybe that had something to do with the English dubbing, but at the same time, there was almost no expression on his face.
No, not at all. But hey, his daughter's safe now, I guess.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. And all the naked girls are like, thank you, sir. Okay, thank you, bye.
They eventually run off.
Listen, girls.
You're no longer prisoners, and you're free to go home. I freed you from the Prince of Magic.
Prince of Magic!
Get going. I'll still have to look for my daughter.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Like somebody like opened a locked door at a Burger King. Thank you. Bye. Shit.
But I think this is the point where we get the first fight between Lando and Satan, right?
Nah.
No, Prince of Magic.
Prince of Magic.
Prince of Magic. Prince of
Magic. Oh, the Prince of Magic comes along.
Prince of Magic.
And yeah, I don't remember how this fight goes. It's like, oh wait, Prince of Magic just disappears, right? At the end?
Kind of, yes. He just, they are fighting, and the Prince of Magic splits into seven people.
That's right.
Lando splits into seven people, and they all fight. So they're like cutting around to these different versions of the characters fighting, which, okay, fine, it's okay. And then, like, there's no resolution to the fight. It just jump cuts.
It just ends. Well,
it just ends. And Lando finds some random old woman trapped under a rock.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to stop fighting the Prince of Magic to help this old woman.
No.
And it's clearly a young woman with old woman makeup and gray hair. Oh my god. And Lando decides to just abandon his quest right there because he's like, I gotta get you home. So forget about the I don't know if it's a version of Lando, but the Prince of Magic is gone for the whole movie.
And she does such a crappy old lady voice, like, oh, I'm such an old lady.
I lost my way, son. I took the wrong path to my place.
Where are you staying?
It's there. Down that lane.
I think I'd better take you to your place.
I'm like a complete idiot. Lando goes, here, oh, you're having trouble walking? Lean on my god rod.
I guess he was a Boy Scout. He's got to help an old lady across the street. Got to help an old lady
so
back
dumb.
To her mansion.
So dumb. Because, surprise, it's a trap. Like, she takes the staff. Like, no kidding.
God damn it.
Well, yeah, well, doesn't he even fight her? Like, well, he gets back to her house, and he's seduced by the cat lady and the dog lady that act like snakes at first, and then they turn into a cat and a wolf or a dog or something.
A German shepherd.
Yeah. And also
it's a German shepherd.
And that cat woman was making the sound of a swarm of bees, not a cat.
And they try to seduce him with the slowest dance ever filmed. They're just like gyrating very slowly, and he's like, oh, I'm drinking this strange brew, cool. And then like the snake tries to wrap around him, and this to me, I thought, honestly, probably legitimately was probably the scariest part of filming this movie, because Lando had to let this German shepherd just rip the crap out of his arm. And okay, I will stop going off after this point. So Lando's on the ground with his arm in this German shepherd's mouth, and it's just going nuts, and then it just jump cuts away, and Lando's in a field. Like, there's no resolution at all to any of that. There's no resolution. He's just 1 second getting mauled by a German shepherd. The next minute, he's running through a field in the moonlight. What happened?
Yeah, the fuck if I know, Jay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and he doesn't even care that he left the god rod behind. Yeah, don't care.
Yeah, this was the part where I'm like, okay, wait, the Prince of Magic is really dead?
Prince of Magic.
What is happening? What is going on? How much of this do
nope,
I have
not
left?
Dead, just gone.
Prince of Magic spinoff movie at some point.
Prince of Magic.
Yeah, now we finally get the big final battle against the devil.
Oh, thank God.
who's in a completely different costume and like definitely 20 years older than the previous devil 10 minutes ago.
And a bit bigger, a little pudgier, right?
He's got a double chin.
Wait, and do you remember how like when Lando first runs into the devil, for some dumb reason, the devil shows up and tries to convince Lando he's a caretaker?
Oh, right.
Son, this place is not for you. You must leave. Now.
Who are you?
I am the caretaker here.
God, for like 10 seconds. It doesn't make any sense. He's just like, I'm the caretaker. Why? Why?
No, and he sees, he finds out because he sees the caretaker's shadow, which is like hot lava red on the ground.
God.
Yeah, he just keeps disappearing and laughing. And
Satan! Like, Satan! You are yellow, yeah. Satan! He just, but it just goes on and on and on. It's like, yeah, we get the point. Just call, you know, we can get a Satan, you're a yellow Satan, and then, hey, he gets there, but... The Satan just, he just doesn't care. Like, oh, I guess this guy's yelling at me.
I can wait. I got something else to do.
Well, I thought you said you had something else to do, Mike. I thought you were leaving.
Yeah. Oh, no, no. I'm here for the end of this. Because just like, you know, even if I left, I would come back like the God Rod for God, not for what? Yeah. Like, we don't know it's gone, right? You don't know that he left it. There's no acknowledgement that he doesn't have it. It just suddenly appears in front of him and you went, oh, that dumb shit fucking left it.
Yeah, it's because the devil gets his pitchfork and then Lando gets his staff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He asks God for help. He's like, in a moment of desperation, he's like, please, God, help me right now.
And he's like, I did, dude. Here's your staff back.
Yeah. It's like, damn it, don't drop it again.
Dear God, help me.
Doesn't the devil, like, he's like, all right, I'm going to make this fun. I'm going to fight you like a mortal, like as if I'm a mortal. But he doesn't, because he teleports everywhere around Lando.
Yeah, I don't think that's the power a normal mortal has. I mean, could it just be me?
Oh, and let's not forget, during all of this intense fighting, that we're abruptly cutting back to the village, where we haven't seen in, like, 45 minutes, and Lando's wife is wondering if she'll ever see Lando and her daughter again.
Yeah. Well, not just that. It's like they're in the middle of a hurricane. They're in the middle of a hurricane. Yeah. Like, the winds are blowing, knocking all
not
their...
Not at first.
Oh, right,
the first scene, it just abruptly cuts back to a serene beach, and she's like, I wonder if I'll ever see them again. Back to the fight.
he reverses time at some point to, like, suck up the fire or something like that.
Yeah. Wait, how the hell did he defeat Satan? I forgot how he beat Satan.
He just waves the God Rod.
Oh. Yo, he hit Satan with the God Rod, and it would cut every time to, like, the sun exploding or something? Or, like, what was it? Was it Saturn? I don't know. It was a weird... you couldn't tell what it was. Unless someone else knew.
But Satan dies, like, pretty easily.
Yeah.
He gets a couple good shots from the God Rod, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, he does get his daughter back. I guess his daughter was still...
I'm not kidding. This is the... like, when he gets his daughter off the table in Satan's cave... That's the first time I realized her name was Becky. I didn't know her name the whole movie.
Well, I've got some notes here about this scene. I don't remember this at all, but apparently his daughter was, like, asleep or unconscious, and he just, like, slaps her awake, I guess.
Yeah. Yes, and it's when he does that, that's when it cuts back to the village again, and then the strong wind is happening, and everyone's running into the chapel, which has no walls. Like, so it's just like a roof on like some sticks, and stuff's like blowing over, and like, yeah, Lando slaps his daughter, but she's not waking up, so he blasts her in the face with his staff, and she wakes up, she's fine.
Why is that strong wind happening? What's the deal with the strong wind again?
No idea.
I don't know.
No idea. They just took advantage of a really bad weather.
Lando finds like this. Yeah, they probably honestly did. They probably got the set destroyed, and they're like, hey, we'll just have Lando dig this figurine up because he just finds it.
It's like a scavenger hunt, defeat Satan.
Yeah. And the wind stops as soon as he digs up this random figurine.
Mm-hmm. He's a collecting item. It's a collectible item.
Lando's back on the beach. Everyone's happy. And roll credits.
Credits. Also,
that's it.
It was so weird that they used the theme song, the ending credit theme song for MASH during this.
No.
Just cut the credits.
I have enough weird shit going on in my head right now. I don't need you, like, peppering in these falsehoods all over the place.
It's not far off, Paul. This song was, like, almost it.
Close.
Hey, you guys keep talking about how it cuts to credits. It doesn't cut to credits. Like, Lando gets to the beach with Becky, and Laura, who's, you know, pining the whole film over seeing them again, hugs Lando, and then she goes, Becky, but doesn't, like, in the shot, she says Becky and turns to Becky, and we don't even see her embrace her daughter before the shot freezes.
Yeah.
And then, like, the credits roll over a freeze frame, and that's
Did you say
it.
Laura?
That's, No, well, Laura goes to hug Becky.
Who the fuck is Laura?
The wife.
I thought her name was,
Louisa?
Yeah.
Lorenzo?
No, Louisa is Renzo's, like...
Oh, God, I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done.
Rating time.
All right, Paul, I'm going to start with you.
I want to go... can I go third?
All right, you want to go third? All right, we'll go with Jay. Jay, how many fancy devil outfits would you rate this movie?
Oh, man. Okay. See, I'm struggling right now because I really do think that we made this movie sound a lot more fun than I found it to be. I think it really is hard to get through. It really is slow. There is some weird stuff, which can be fun. You got to be a pretty hardcore B movie fan, I think, to get into this one. I'm going to go 35. 35 fancy devil outfits.
All right. Well, it's a little lower than I expected, Jay. I'm disappointed.
I'm sorry. It's just, like, I look at it in relation to what other things I've rated, and, like, would I watch this again, or would I watch it with a group? And I'd have trouble selling that one.
Yeah, the group would fall asleep mostly.
Yeah, like, I think there's a good, really solid, fun premise in it. But for me, like, the execution, like when you watch some B movies, it's just a hell of a lot of fun. This one, it's got a weird and fun and cool premise, but the execution of it is just, I feel like it's just kind of flat.
Right.
Mike?
Yeah, Jay, I can't repeat everything Jay said. I mean, I could, but I don't need to because Jay already said everything I really think. I got a lot of feeling, as I mentioned before, about just kind of having a craving to watch Turkish Star Wars instead, because it's kind of got a similar feel. There's a similar setting, except Turkish Star Wars is way, 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 way better and way more fun. I have to go 29 God's Rods.
29 God's Rods. All right. Paul.
Yes. I will pretty much echo what has been said by Jay and Mike, but I will say I would recommend checking out this movie if you're a B-movie fan, simply because of how weird it is and the fact that it's a Filipino film and it really kind of plays by a different set of rules than most of the American movies that we're used to reviewing. So I think that even though it is tough to get through, I would say it's worth checking out. And that being said, I will give it 41 fancy devil costumes. You know what? 41 fancy party city devil costumes.
Yeah, and that's what's important. 41. Nice. Nice. All right. Hey, I totally agree with all that. For me, this movie reminded me of a lot of the crap I watched as a kid. I'm watching, like, the Green Slime and just, you know, foreign ridiculous movies that maybe paced a little bit differently. And I do agree, though, that it's really slow, but there's a lot that's worthwhile about it. I think it's a more, for you advanced B-movie fans, you know, it's not as fun as some of our other choices. I totally agree with all that stuff. So I'd give it, you know, 65 fancy devil outfits and maybe two or three more God's Rods.
Gotcha.
And, you know, I feel a little bit about this one, I think, how Paul might have felt after Samurai Cop 2. You know, because he said after that one, like, the act of discussing it kind of made it seem more fun, and he might be open to, you know, watching it again in the future, maybe revising his thoughts. Like, I don't know, maybe under the right circumstances, like if one of you guys were over here and we for some reason felt like watching this, maybe it would be a little bit more fun again.
Yeah.
All right, who's up next?
Paul, tell us about it.
Paul, tell us about it.
On the next episode of B-Movie Mania...
Fire up your Amazon Prime and get ready to go alien hunting, because you're about to watch Don Dohler's cult classic, Night Beast.
Okay.
I have no idea what the fuck a Night Beast is about.
You're about to find out.
Listen up, maniacs. Do you have a question or a comment? Would you like to send some bourbon to Uncle Lloydy? You can contact the gang on Facebook at B-Movie Mania. You can also drop them a line at bmoviemania.com. Reach out. touch them. They are touching themselves. And they might just reach back. I'm Lloyd Kaufman saying, see you next time on B-Movie Mania. Woohoo!
The Prince of Magic.